Hello and welcome to the Neil Danwell Show. And in today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about the reasons why I have given up drinking and how it's affected my lifestyle over the last 3 or 4 years. So if we rewind a few years, especially back down to the period of where I was 21 or 22, came back from traveling and I wanted to give up alcohol. At the time, I didn't want to go cold turkey, but I certainly found that going out and drinking, I didn't want to do that as often as maybe I had done in my early teenage years, early 20s. And this became quite challenging when I came back and wanted to do this around my friends that I've known for a long time. And they've all seen me act in a certain way when I've gone out and socializing, and that's always been around alcohol. And in the UK, growing up in a culture where we binge drink, that's understandable. And I was always part of that as well. So it's taken me a good number of years, good 20 years or so I'd say, to slowly be more comfortable going out and not drinking. And this has taken a bit of time, like I said, of not drinking, then just binge drinking. I generally don't drink at home, so it was always binge drinking going out when socializing. 9 times out of 10, it was a fact of using it for confidence, being able to speak to women, just have more confidence in a social situation. Being a naturally shy person and quite an introverted person, alcohol allowed me to portray a persona of myself that I didn't really know existed. And then that allowed me to gain more confidence in that person when I was out socializing in obviously that manner. But over time, alcohol certainly also has its negative effects in the fact that in recent years, I didn't always enjoy the person I was when I was drinking. I always felt quite anxious the next day, always felt a little bit down and depressed. And it would normally take a week or so for me to get over a hangover. Because I wasn't drinking very often and also enjoy a good, active, healthy lifestyle, the two extremes didn't really match up. And me trying to get back into any form of exercise habits the week after drinking tend to be a bit of a struggle. And nine times out of 10, more of an uphill battle trying to get back to where I was the week before I went out and had a heavy night. So it dawned on me that me drinking wasn't something that I really saw value in my life going forward. And at the start of COVID, I had a night out just before lockdown. And then throughout COVID, I didn't drink. There wasn't any social ability to go out and socialize. And when I did, I had non-alcoholic beer and I wanted to just go out and enjoy being out on the bike and have some activity rather than going out. And then before I knew it, I'd gone a year without drinking and hadn't missed it a single point. Obviously our social situations have changed, but I wanted to experiment going out, being completely sober and gaining confidence on that. And before even lockdown happened during COVID in 2020, in 2018, 2019, I did go out and experiment not drinking on social situations. And this gave me the confidence that I could go out and enjoy myself, meeting strangers, talking to strangers, and having that inner confidence to do that without using alcohol as my crutch to gain the confidence. And I wanted to kind of explore that and be uncomfortable with that because I felt I was always relying on alcohol in order for me to be more confident and comfortable in these situations. And when alcohol wasn't around, maybe I wasn't as comfortable in certainly going out in situations like nightclubs and bars, speaking to strangers, chatting to women, for example. And I didn't want to have that as a vice. I wanted to be fully immersed in myself and confident within my own abilities and face those uncomfortable situations head on and grow from that feeling of being uncomfortable in order to get comfortable, in order to be able to speak to strangers, go on dates, etc. And so after that first year, it just got more and more easier to not drink and not miss it at all. And there's so many more options out there in terms of non-alcoholic options that I really enjoy, and that really provides me with a nice placebo effect in terms of quite relaxed when having a non-alcoholic beer without feeling hungover. And what happened in this year as well, I've had more challenges when it comes to not drinking because I went on my friend's stag do. We went to Barcelona and everybody were drinking and I didn't have a drop of alcohol the whole weekend, even though there might have been some form of pressure to drink and drink heavily. The guys were drinking heavily for 3 days and I'm all for that. If they want to do that, I'm not going to stop anybody enjoying themselves. But for me, I wanted to enjoy myself without having alcohol as the main part of the activity. I wanted to enjoy myself just meeting up with friends, chatting to them. And I certainly had a great time, but without the added bonus, so to speak, of a hangover for 2 or 3 days and longer after the actual event. And then also went to my friend's wedding at the weekend, and again, not drinking. And I had a conversation with a close friend of mine about, are you still not drinking? Is this going to be just a period of time, or is this something long term? And I said, actually, it's something I want to continue for the rest of my life. I don't miss it. I feel much more present and feel better for it. And I drink mainly to satisfy maybe other people's insecurities more than actually my own. And I feel generally most people actually now have grown to the point where they are drinking mainly because of others rather than actually wanting to themselves. And I've seen that certainly within social networks that I socialize with, that my friends are drinking less. Some people will drink more from time to time, but overall people are drinking less. And even when they go out and socialize, they're not always drinking or having a drink. We can still socialize in different ways, such as going for a cycle ride or a swim, or just a coffee, as opposed to going down the pub, which we might have done in our early 20s. And my biggest aha moment this weekend, in terms of not drinking, was just being completely present in the situation I was in. It was a beautiful day, beautiful wedding for my mate's wedding, amazing weather, had all the people that I love in the world around me, my girlfriend, all my best mates. And for the first time, actually, this is the first wedding I've ever been to where I haven't had an alcoholic drink, I haven't been drunk. And I probably had the best time ever at one of my friend's wedding. There's been multiple weddings we've had and alcohol's been involved, and certain things have happened where there's a few arguments, or alcohol's generally caused something that you wouldn't want to have at any social situation, something that was a little bit uncomfortable. Nothing bad, but just something that most of the time was instigated because of alcohol. And this didn't happen at this wedding. And I understand people were in different places, but for me, I felt so present with the friends I was with, my girlfriend, the environment, that I got quite emotional just looking around the room, seeing all my friends smiling and having a great time. One of my best mates getting married to his awesome wife that I've known for years as well. And it just filled me with joy. But I really felt I was in the moment. I felt I was in the moment the whole day. And I didn't need alcohol to expand or enhance that moment. And I also feel sometimes alcohol diminishes presence. So you are get a high from being drunk, but you might miss out on certain emotions because alcohol numbs a few emotions, that you don't always feel things. And this wasn't the case for me at the weekend. I was dancing like I would normally do on a dance floor. I love a good dance. I wasn't lacking in confidence. I was fully immersed in myself. I had full confidence in myself. I didn't care what anyone else thought. I was fully immersed in the moment. And everything I did, where maybe I have some Dutch courage to go out dancing before when I was younger, but I always love a dance. So regardless of having an alcoholic drink or not, I love to get on the dance floor. But the defining moment for me is that I felt everything. I felt the love in the room. I was connected to the music. I was connected to the whole day. And if I'd have been drinking, for example, as the day would have gone on, I might have got a bit tired and lost that little bit of being present within that moment because I had a few alcoholic drinks. And naturally you get tired towards the end of the day, and you know that's a long day, so you're going to get tired. But I didn't feel tired from being drunk. I felt tired from just a long day. But the tiredness I felt wasn't a sluggish or I need someone to take me to bed and I'm going to pass out. It was just tired from just being up. And I was still quite energized. I drove. It was only a 5-minute drive back to the hotel. But from not drinking, and from not drinking for 3 years now, and expanding on my discomfort around social events while not drinking, has expanded my ability to be fully present more than I ever expected in these moments of social situations with friends in big events like weddings and stag do's, and just being touched by the energy and the love in the room more than using alcohol to increase that loveness. I felt like the defining moment was that I felt drunk and I wasn't drunk, because most of the times when I've been drunk, I'd always start getting lovey-dovey with my mates and telling them I love them and giving them a bigger hug and kiss. And I was doing that on the dance floor with my mates because I just felt I was in it, and I felt the moment. I wasn't completely sober. I didn't need any alcohol to do that. And that's what changed for me, because I was so present and I was so comfortable with it that I could just do that without alcohol. And that was a really amazing moment for me, that I could really feel my emotions, show my emotions, and share that with all of my close friends and family that I love so much while being sober. And I remember years and years ago when I went traveling and we went trekking in Thailand and Chiang Mai and met a French group of hikers, and they did a few days and we did a few days, and at the end when we got back to Chiang Mai after the hike in the mountains, we went out for a few drinks, and me and my friend, you know, 21, 22 at the time, having a few drinks, and one guy, I asked if he would like a drink, and he said, no, I'm just going to have water, thank you. And because we were quite young and naive at the time, I was like, oh, well, you're not drinking, you know, come on, let your hair down, for example. And he said, I get high on water. And I remember thinking at the time, what a nutter. Like, you get high on water. How can you get high on water? That's so stupid. But I've always remembered that moment for some reason. And it dawned on me over the weekend is that he was just high on life. He didn't need anything else to enhance his feelings of how good he felt in the moment, because he was living it in the moment every day. And that's what I feel like I've got to a point now. Well, that's what I feel like, and that's what I felt like at the wedding. And I just want to expand on that and really feel emotions going forward by being present and not numbing them with anything, but not using alcohol in any way to numb my emotions, just feel them completely. And I'm just sharing this story today because I feel a lot of people might not want to drink and for some reason still drink because of social pressure. And I just wanted to share my experience of where I've got to by not drinking. And I'll probably elaborate this on another podcast or show going forward, because probably a lot to talk about. But if I can share my experience and just document my feelings and how things have been going for me, then hopefully maybe that might resonate with you as the listener or the viewer, where you might want to try and experience it for yourself and just see, you know, how things evolve for you in your own journey when it comes to your relationship with alcohol, whether that's drinking socially less or not at all. That's up to you. This is just my journey, my experience, and what I feel has been the best thing for me in my life in terms of where I want to be in my life and what direction I want to go to, and the emotions I want to feel day to day as opposed to using alcohol to maybe numb some emotions. So yeah, that's my experience of not drinking over the last 3 years. I hope you enjoyed my experience and me sharing that with you today. If you got any questions about alcohol consumption and my experience, let me know in the comments below, or send us a message over on Instagram if you feel you want to share any thoughts and feelings that you might have when it comes to your relationship with alcohol. And thank you very much for watching. And if you haven't liked and subscribed to the channel or to the podcast, feel free to do so. And we'll see you in next week's show.